Devotionals just in time, Isaiah chapter 57, verses 1 through 2. Why do good people die? Today I want to take a few minutes to talk about an issue that I know has hit many in this time. In the middle of a crisis, the COVID-19 disease and this pandemic, we have seen many people leave this world. We have said goodbye to relatives, we have said goodbye to friends, we have said goodbye to many people that we appreciate, that we consider good, and we have seen them leave this world, and we have said goodbye, but with a question, a constant question in our mind and our heart, and it is, why was it their turn? A question that we can ask ourselves many times is, why, if they were so good, have to leave this world? I don't want to start exploring what being good means, because in the end, before God, my beloved friends, there is no one good. Not even one. It is just that when we receive Christ in our hearts, His love is imparted towards us and justifies us, declares us just, but simply because Jesus is good and He paid a price for us. And by accepting Him in our hearts, He forgives all of our sins, and the Lord makes us new creatures and gives us a new opportunity. We all fail with a thought, a bad word, an action, but we know that if we do fail, we have a lawyer before the Father, and that lawyer is Jesus Christ. I'm not going to get to that point because it is not to create controversy. I want to get to the point of the question, why many leave this earth when they should stay? The ones who should live, those who should die, would be others. I want to teach you something first. Biblically, God is the giver of life. He is the one who gives it, and He knows when is the time when He needs to call them to leave this earth. The second thing I want to teach you is that life does not end when we die, as you hear it, and that is the hope we have as children of God. Just as Jesus died, but was resurrected, the Bible teaches that the dead in Christ will be resurrected as well. It is important to remember this, to always keep it in mind, so that we are not without hope. We are not going to think that life ends here on earth when we die, that everything is over. No, rather, God put eternity within us, so dying is no more than a separation from this body. A separation occurs. It doesn't mean ceasing to exist. It is a separation from this body. This physical body that you see ends, but the soul remains. The spirit that God put within you remains. It is eternity. And if we recognize Jesus as our Lord and Savior here on earth, we will spend our eternity with the Lord. The third thing I want to express to you so that you have hope is that there is always a reason. Nothing happens by chance. What if I told you that it was necessary that your brother, your father, your son or relative, or a friend, that person you loved, left to the presence of the Lord? I know that you will not understand, and I know that perhaps it would be hard. I know that today you may be questioning God. Indeed, perhaps you are upset with God. Perhaps you have the arguments. I am here to ask you not to cry, because there is a great feeling of emptiness. I have experienced it, and I know that I am not speaking to you from foolishness. I am also speaking to you because I lived it. I lived that experience, but I also lived the experience of understanding that living hope that we have in the Lord, and be able to experience that word, that the joy of the Lord is my strength, or I can do everything in Christ who strengthens me. Understand that not everything is over, and that in the end we have a goal. We all have to look to Jesus to reach that final goal, and we can be all together with the Lord. We continue the race, but I also understood that there is a purpose. Some only manifested their purpose 2 or 3 months for that baby who died. Others perhaps expressed the purpose of making someone happy for a year or two, and then they had to leave. Now, I don't have the answer to all. I would like to have it. I don't know if these words will bring comfort to your life, but it is my hope that this happens, that you can understand something. Life continues. not everything is over. And just as those who have already departed to the presence of the Lord from this earth were able to manifest seeing their purpose fulfilled in their lives, although for us it has not made any sense, and although for us it has not been like that, the Lord knows. Of course, the Lord knows. We are still standing and for something. Many times that I have preached to the congregation, to the church, I only tell them something, pastor, ministers, family. In this year, many have left to the presence of the Lord. And today, I can look at myself in the mirror and stand and say, if our time has not yet come, it is because there is a plan. And there is a lot to do. Life goes on. Because as long as there is life, there is hope. And it is God in us. Of course, even in the middle of a disease, you are still alive. So get up, because there is still hope for you. You are still mourning and you are asking God, I only have something to tell you from the Lord. He knows the times, and sometimes, even when we don't understand the why, there is a what for. I want to give you this biblical portion, which is in Isaiah chapter 57 from verse 1. Look what it says. Good people die. Many times the righteous die before their hour arrives. When the Lord showed me this word, I would say, Lord, what is happening? Nobody seems to care about this. That is, the motivation is to seek to blame someone and to question. But this why God is talking about is indicating that nobody seems to care, that there is an issue deeper than simply thinking that God was unfair to take him away. There is justice. But nobody seems to care. It seems that nobody understands. Look what it says. It seems that no one understands that God is protecting us from the evil to come. When I was reading this, I said, my God, forgive us because we question. It is easy to question what we do not understand. This answer is wonderful. God is protecting them from the evil that will come, because those who walk the path of justice will rest in peace when they die. How so, Pastor? When God calls someone to his presence and this one has received him in his heart, it is not because God wants to populate heaven. It is because God is preventing him from falling into a new error and moving away. It is because God prefers to have him with him than for him to lose his life in a condemnation for sin. But God also keeps them from the evil that will come. The Lord knows. We judge even what we know until now, but God is the only one who knows what tomorrow will bring. We can be praying for the Lord to have mercy on someone and for him to be healed. Someone who is struggling between life and death, and we have the motivation to have this person with us, but he's suffering. To what extent do we want to go to have him with us, but suffering? I can ask you that question. Allow me to ask you that question today. May he be with you, but suffering? May he be with you, but connected to a device? He works like this. We must understand it. There is an evil that will come, and a clear example of a person named Hezekiah is in the Bible. This was a king to whom God sent a prophet, the prophet Isaiah, to tell him, prepare your house. Why? Because you are going to die. This war is strong. This king, and I think it is the normal reaction that many of us would have. The one that this king had, do you know what the reaction was? This king prayed to God. The king asked for forgiveness and asked God for his life to be prolonged, for God to remember him. God had mercy. Well, there is a permissive will, but I think that is to teach us something important. God extended Hezekiah's life for 15 more years. The question is, were these the best 15 years of his life? Or were they the years that God wanted for him to avoid? So that his generations could be on the right track. Do you know what happened to this king? He was filled with pride. He was confident of what he thought he knew. He did not give his heart, and he opened his heart to his enemies, to the king of Babylon, to all who came to his house, to his palace. He showed him everything until Isaiah arrived and told him, what have you done? Why have you been filled with pride? Why did you show everything you had in palace to these persons? They are enemies. So all the decisions that Hezekiah made after God prolonged his life for 15 more years were huge, strong mistakes that his children and family experienced after he died because of the decisions he made and the arrogance of showing them all his secrets to his enemies. Once Hezekiah dies, Babylon rises and conquers the entire family of Hezekiah. They take them as slaves, all the generations. I ask you, was God or was not avoiding the evil that would come on Hezekiah? If this king had died, I assure you that many would judge, but he was a good man. But what happened? What was manifested after God extended 15 more years? Perhaps God did not want to prevent that? Or why we cannot have the correct perspective that God loves us, and in his infinite love, when he calls us into his presence, it is to be with him. Paul understood it, and that is why he wrote, "For me to live is Christ, and to die for me gain." Can that be a gain? Of course. As long as we have Christ in our hearts, it will be a gain. It is only a separation. It is only a see you later. Perhaps understanding this, you might think that we could stop judging, but only you know it. That word is written there. The love of God does not change. Nothing happens by chance. Now, always, always, there is an opportunity. Let's pray. Father, thank you for these simple words. I pray to you in the name of Jesus so that you bless each person who is receiving this devotional and shares it, so that it is you hugging them, and in the middle of the process that they are living, they receive this word. If we don't trust you, we are lost. Your love goes beyond what we can understand and imagine. Thank you, Lord. Help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke to you. God always arrives just in time. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time, and that on Instagram you can follow me. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. A hug, blessings.